Introduction and synopsis.
I think we should talk a little bit about William Shakespeare's famous tragedy, Macbeth. After all, we're discussing it in class tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, that's true. I'd like to revise the plot with you once again, so that we get a better idea of what happens in the play. Maybe we can also talk about the major characters and about important themes and issues.
Sure, that's a good idea. And then we can also talk about Shakespeare himself, about the time in which he lived, about the theatrical tradition of that time, and about the language Shakespeare uses in his plays.
That sounds good to me. Should we get started then?
OK. Now, the play starts with three witches gathering in a desolate place. Do you really think that a knight like Macbeth would have trusted a few old witches? And anyway, do you believe that witches really exist, or that they ever existed?
Oh, well, that's not the point. Whether we believe in witches or not today, that doesn't really matter. But can you tell me what happens in Macbeth in only a few sentences?
Wow, that's difficult, but I'll give it a try. Now, Macbeth is a Scottish knight. He returns from a successful battle and meets the witches who tell him that he will be King of Scotland. Together with his wife, Lady Macbeth, he plots to murder King Duncan in order to become king as soon as possible. Macbeth then rules Scotland as a tyrant until he is finally overthrown. Order is restored again in the end with the rightful heir becoming King of Scotland.
Fine, that's just about it. But of course, there's a lot more to Macbeth than what you just said. And I think we should go through it systematically from the first scene of the first act to the last scene of Act 5.